Separate coaches, shared vision. Why parallel coaching is better for family enterprises. By Perry Gladstone and Doug Baumel. Family enterprises that share ownership and leadership have diverse talent and a minefield of invisible emotional, relational, and systemic dynamics. Too often, legacy patterns of communication, power, and conflict are masked by formal titles or business performance, and too often, traditional one coach fixes the team approaches fall short. There's a better way. Parallel coaching, where each owner leader works privately with their own coach, while those coaches collaborate behind the scenes. This model, grounded in contemporary research and field tested by leading family business consultants and advisors, honors individuality while aligning family leaders overall. The power of parallel coaching. Group coaching may sound efficient, paying one coach to serve many, but it often compounds the very problems it seeks to solve. Role confusion, historical baggage, power imbalances, and the blurred lines between leadership, ownership, and family identity. This is further exacerbated when the coach lacks training in family business consulting, making it even more likely they will get sucked into the family business system conflict vortex. In contrast, parallel coaching with an appropriately trained coach allows each owner leader to safely explore their own beliefs, blocks, and leadership habits, navigate their unique role across business, ownership, and family systems, develop clarity, resilience, and self-awareness without performing for the group, be met exactly where they are, with strategies tailored to their developmental stage and operating style. Why it works, 5 reinforced truths. Confidentiality enables. Truth-telling, private coaching creates space to surface legacy issues, such as sibling rivalry, succession trauma, or spousal influence, that are unlikely to emerge in group settings. Psychological safety is a prerequisite for meaningful progress. Power dynamics are leveled, not amplified. Group coaching often reinforces pre-existing hierarchies, whether rooted in age, equity, title, or personality. Parallel coaching provides each owner leader a neutral, dedicated space to build agency and influence. This is especially vital where formal and informal power structures are misaligned. This tension is core to family-led enterprises, where formal authority and emotional legacy often clash. As Gladstone notes, you can be more than one thing. Real leadership lives in that tension. Parallel coaching helps each owner leader navigate this duality without losing ground to inherited roles or invisible loyalties. Systemic conflict is de-triangulated. As Baumel's conflict equation shows, conflict in family enterprise is systemic. A single coach risks becoming triangulated, pulled into relational roles they cannot safely occupy. Parallel tracks build governance momentum. Insights from individual coaching feed into council and board discussions when coaches share anonymized observations confidentially. Tailored support yields real growth. Each owner leader's journey through succession, role transition, or personal development is unique. Group formats can't account for these variations. Designing a high-impact parallel coaching engagement. In the joint charter phase, all owner leaders and coaches work together to co-create norms and guardrails. The best practice here is to define team versus individual goals and clarify confidentiality protocols. During private one-on-one coaching, each owner leader works individually with their own coach. A key best practice is to use shared assessments, such as the Kolbe assessment, to help align efforts behind the scenes. In the coach collaboration phase, coaches hold monthly, coach-only huddles. The best practice for this phase is for coaches to compare anonymized themes and coordinate next steps collaboratively. The quarterly summits involve joint meetings facilitated by a rotating coach. In this phase, best practices from earlier stages apply, but do not replace the personal work being done. Finally, the annual review includes a review of enterprise health, coaching return on investment, ROI, and trust metrics. The best practice is to align this review with formal governance structures and succession planning benchmarks. When group sessions help and when they don't. Group sessions do have value, but only as applications of the personal work. Facilitated family meetings to share and integrate learnings as well as skills development, such as co-presenting a strategic plan or managing stakeholder dialogue, which further benefits from joint rehearsal, must be intentionally designed and never treated as replacements for individualized coaching. Conclusion. Family-led enterprises succeed when their leaders do the inner work separately. As Matthew Wesley observes, groupness relies on individual wholeness. 7. The parallel coaching model reflects that truth. It gives each leader the space to grow while creating a container in which unity can emerge naturally rather than being forced. When each family leader is seen, supported, and strengthened individually, the enterprise they lead becomes greater than the sum of its parts. References: Baumol, D. and Tripp, B. 2016. Deconstructing Conflict: Understanding Family Business, Shared Wealth and Power. Continuity Media: Grubman, J. Jaffe, D.T. and Keffler, K. 2022. Wealth 3.0: From Fear to Engagement for Families and Advisors. Trusts and Estates: Hughes, J.E. Jr., 2004. Family Wealth: Keeping It in the Family. Bloomberg Press: Jaffe, D.T. and D. Governance: Building a Culture of Family Sustainability. Lubbocke, R., 2024. In Times of Succession: Leading the Family Business Without Misleading Stakeholders. Edheck Vox, Losch, S., Trout Matausch, E., Mühlberger, M.D., and Jonas, E., 2016. Comparing the Effectiveness of Individual Coaching, Self-Coaching, and Group Training. Frontiers in Psychology, 7:629. Wesley M., 2024. Fostering a Strong Culture to Achieve Lasting Family Unity. Family Office Exchange Podcast. Edelston, K.A., 2025. Why 1 out of 3 Family Businesses is Inherited by the Wrong Person. Northeastern Global News. Gladstone, P., 2013. Fast and Hot: How to Open Hearts, Win Minds, and Create a Better Life in Business. Storymind Press. Baumol, D. and Gladstone, P., 2025. Parallel Coaching for Partner-Led Family Enterprises. LinkedIn: About Us. Continuity Family Business Consulting is a leading advisory firm for enterprising families. Using a full suite of service capabilities, we help families prevent and manage the single greatest threat to family and business continuity: conflict. It is through this lens that we advise our clients and build customized strategies for succession planning, corporate governance, family governance, and more. We help families improve decision-making, maximize potential, and achieve continuity. To inquire, visit https://continuityfbc.com/contact us or call 617-50-03110.